A full two decades after the collapse of the Soviet Union, the ruling Cuban Communist Party has given the strongest sign yet that it plans to abandon socialism in favor of a more mixed economic model. In his speech to the party's 6th Congress, currently underway in Havana, President Raúl Castro announced that Cubans will soon be able to buy and sell private homes, something they haven't been able to do since the revolution in 1959. He also wants to phase out food rationing.
Two generations of Cubans have been subject to a rationing system which provided basic foodstuffs at highly subsidized prices. This instrument of distribution was introduced in the 60s to be a system of equality for our people when there was a scarcity of food. It has become, over the years, an unbearable burden to the economy.
Barry Carr, an expert in Cuban history at the University of California, says the significance of Castro's announcements should not be underestimated.
I think that there is a sense, and it's a powerful sense, and I've been talking to quite a few Cubans in the last few weeks. There's a sense that Cuba's facing a big turning point, and that action, serious action, grasping the bull by the horns and all those other cliches, that these things are really on the table and have to be grasped. These measures are very, very significant, and they are going to be also posing a huge challenge, I think, to the whole political culture of Cuba, and that's another thing to be looking out for as we see the debates at the Party Congress. While Cubans, I think, are looking forward to these new economic opportunities and opening up of the economy, they're also very worried about some of the negative consequences of doing this. They're very, very aware of the fact that liberalization of the economy will also increase income inequalities between people, which for a country that's prided itself on its egalitarianism is a very serious development.
He says Cuba's leaders have learned from countries such as China and Vietnam, where market-based reforms have encouraged economic growth without threatening Communist Party control.
I think that the model that the Cubans have become quite interested in recent years has been the reform program in Vietnam that was launched about 20 years ago. A sort of liberalization of the economy, opening up the economy to non-state actors, reducing the role of the Communist Party in the direction of the economy, inviting foreign capital in under controlled circumstances, reducing the level of bureaucracy. The Congress is probably going to be discussing how rapidly this process of opening up of and liberalizing the economy is going to happen over the next few years.
President Castro also announced political reform, saying that there will be 10-year term limits for top positions in the Communist Party. Given Cuba remains a one-party state, Barry Carr says this announcement is not earth-shattering, but that it will be welcomed by many Cubans.
I think that the references to those terms is, I think, a kind of symbolic statement. It's a way in which Raúl Castro and the current leadership is saying, in the past we simply have hung around for too long, and I mean no one reflects that more accurately than Raúl Castro himself, who's about 4 or 5 years younger than his older brother Fidel, and both of them have been in positions of authority for far too long. I think their use-by date, I think we'd have to say, is expired quite some time ago. It's a signal, I think, that's going out that the political system is now going to have to be renewed on a constant basis. And I think most Cubans listening to these comments will respond to them partly with maybe some cynicism, but I think also with a certain amount of hope.